Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
We're joined today by Dale Carlton, the 2015 president of the Council of Residential Specialists, the largest not-for-profit affiliate of the National Association of Realtors, with headquarters in Chicago, Illinois. It is composed of nearly 40,000 certified residential specialist designees and candidates, general members, and over 52 chapters across the United States. Dale has been in real estate since the mid-90s and has sold over $100 million in real estate. He was previously the senior vice president and executive broker of one of the largest real estate companies in Arkansas, where they did over $3 billion in real estate sales before he opened his own company, Carlton Realty. Dale joins us today to discuss the goals, mission, and priorities of CRS in 2015 and how this important affiliate of the National Association of Realtors helps to educate brokers and agents seeking the knowledge, tools, and relationship-building opportunities needed to maximize their income and professionalism in residential real estate. Now, let's welcome Dale to the call as we join our host, Tim Harris.
So Dale and Tim, thank you for that nice interview and or introduction. And Dale, thank you very much for being my co-host. I really appreciate you setting some time aside during, I'm sure, it's a very busy holiday season for you. So let's just jump right in. When and how did CRS get started, and how has it grown and evolved since then? You know what? I thought of another question we should maybe have answered before that. What does CRS stand for?
The Council of Residential Specialists. And thank you so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate the opportunity not just to be on the show, but also to share some of the benefits of CRS with our members and the things that are an advantage to them through the designation that's available. Back to your question. CRS was founded in 1976. Now, we trace our roots back even further than that. Back in 1923, the Realtors National Marketing Institute, some people call it RENMI, was really concentrating on brokerage information and helping brokers. And somewhere in the 1960s, they realized that there was a need for specialized education for brokerage companies as well as commercial real estate. And about 1974, they started looking at having specialized education, which is the main aspect of CRS is one of the big advantages that we have is just an upper-tier, high-level education. CRS was being formed in 1976 at our founding. We started, and our mission still reflects that today. Our mission is to train and empower ethical, efficient, and successful real estate professionals, and that's what we started focusing on. We grew to our membership today is well over 30,000 members. All of our members are required to maintain their membership of the National Association of Realtors and to abide by its code of ethics. We represent about 3% of the National Association of Realtors, but it's a select group, and there's a huge advantage to being part of a select group because a large part of them have become really successful by focusing on the education, focusing on the benefits that make them a better professional. And it's those people that want to be successful and want to further their game and be the best they can be that have become part of CRS.
Well, Julie and I started selling real estate in the early 90s, and CRS was, and I think still is, probably the most, I have to tread lightly, but probably the most respected of all the educational opportunities in terms of designations that's affiliated with NAR that there is out there. And CRS has certainly carried, I think, the most weight for the longest period of time. It's probably the equivalent of the residential agent's equivalent of the commercial CCIM or something like that. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. And I really respect you saying you tread lightly, but I actually don't even think we have to tread lightly here, because there are a number of designations that meet specific needs for our members. You know, we have designations really focused on technology, and we have CCIM focused on the commercial world. The Council of Residential Specialists has been around before we had so many options. At the time period that we were being founded, there was no other option. And now that we have several other options for specialized education, we can be excited that those are available also, and still realize that there is a foundation to where many of those came from, and realizing that CRS has been there for the residential side for so long.
That's right. So I'm curious, how did you get involved in CRS personally?
You know, it's actually a really good story. It's a little bit of an emotional story for me, because my initial introduction to CRS came through somebody that recently passed away last year. Actually, a lot of our listeners probably know the name Tina Daniels. She's taught hundreds of thousands of agents across the U.S., been involved in education through CRS and many of the other designations that are out there. And I was, I'm also an attorney, and in being an attorney, I got my real estate license to pay my way through law school. Never knew that I would fall in love with real estate the way I did. And by the time I finished my law degree, I was so excited to be in real estate that my practice in law has always been minimal and second to anything I did in real estate. And I didn't see the need at that time for furthering my education, because I felt like, well, I have my JD. I have what I need. And that little bit of arrogance that might have been coming through in my mind was sorely mistaken. And again, the lady by the name of Tina Daniel, who became a really good friend of mine, came to me and says, Dale, I'd really like for you to take this course. It's a CRS course, and I know you invest in real estate, and I think this one you would really, really enjoy. And, you know, she kept asking me. I think she asked me for more than a year, probably a couple of years. And finally, there was a CRS course coming locally to Northwest Arkansas, where I'm located. And she called me up. She says, Dale, said, one of my dear friends is going to be teaching a CRS course. It's an investment course in Northwest Arkansas. I want you to take it, and I'm going to pay for the course if you'll just go to the course. And, you know, how do you turn somebody down if they think so much of something that they would pay for it for you? I said, well, I'll go. And I went with very, I just no expectations. We'll say it that way. I didn't have low expectations, but I didn't have high expectations either. It was just a very blank slate. By the end of the first day, a two-day course, I was so enthralled with the information that they were teaching that I stayed up most of the night using the practical, it was a set of Excel forms to analyze the investment properties. I went through all of my properties and stayed up all night, got up the next morning, and was really, really hooked, not at that point even on a designation, but on the information that I was receiving that was going to be practical to what I do in my everyday business. So that led from there to me signing up for every CRS course that I could find over the next 6 months to a year, and just took everything I could. And I'll take that one step further, because it led me to where I'm at today. It was all of that education that not only set up my business with a true business plan to where I started treating a business like a business, not just going out and trying to sell real estate, then find somebody else, then sell real estate, and then find somebody else, but having a plan, a marketing plan, a business plan, and putting it all together. That's what carried me personally through what was a very large change in the real estate market over a 5 or 6 year period for me. And that foundation of education drew me back to CRS. What I didn't know at the time was Tina actually had a secondary plan for me. She knew that I was an educator and taught education for continuing legal education and other things. And what she was wanting is she felt like that I would be good to be involved as an instructor for that investment course that she was paying for me to go to. eventually it led to that aspect. I ended up interviewing and going through what was about a two to three year process of becoming an instructor with CRS. And that relationship as an instructor and the relationship with the family of membership that we have at CRS eventually led me to where I'm sitting here speaking with you today.
So help, this is kind of interesting, and I appreciate the details you gave us there, because what CRS offers is a drill down on basically what it takes truly to be an expert at helping folks make real estate decisions. Virtually everything that's sold to real estate agents nowadays seems to be focusing on lead generation, you know, lead follow-up, lead management, all this sort of, you know, call it what you will, top of the funnel type conversations. But where the real money is made, to be honest, you know, putting in that brass tacks, right, where the real opportunity is, isn't, you know, obviously you have to generate leads, but the folks that make the money are the ones that actually know how to deliver on the service that the buyers and sellers actually are needing. So many agents think that the key to their happiness is more lead generation or more leads or more just that sort of thing. But the reality of it is if you don't know what to say, if you don't know how to say it, if you don't know what to do, if you don't know how actually to get a deal closed, you're not going to make any money, and you're going to basically put all your focus on the wrong thing. It is interesting, Dale, and I'm sure you run across this too. What is it about, you know, the next question I wrote down is, who's your perfect CRS member? But I think maybe the question should be respun slightly. Why is it that some agents understand the importance of continual learning while others don't? What's that difference? What's the 3% of your members recognize that? Why is it that the rest of them are just don't get it or are trying to get it?
Well, you bring up a really good point, and in even answering that, I'll point out that of our 3% members, the majority of them, and on average, we make 2 to 3 times what the average real estate agent makes of the membership of CRS. So they are people that are truly dedicated. But you know, there's a key point I think that you really highlighted there that is going to be so relevant for our future as real estate agents in our profession and for National Association of Realtors together, as well as the Council of Residential Specialists, and that's that what our clients are demanding of us is changing all the time. And those people that spend the majority of their time on marketing for the next person or people in order to sell the next house, they often miss the business of understanding what the service that they are providing is giving and doing for that person that they're working with. Once they understand that this is more than just selling a house, it's a relationship that goes beyond that, your leads start generating themselves. People really want to refer to real estate agents. They want to send you business, but they want to do it only because they had a great experience. CRS is similar to that. The experience that people come into CRS with is not only highlighted with what they already know, but it is mixed with a relationship and family of other members who are so willing to share what they know, the education that we provide, and the fellowship that goes together through online activities and different means of connecting at meetings and conferences allow CRS members to be a true family. And let me say it one other way. The family of real estate is such a unique relationship compared to most other businesses. In most businesses, you don't share what you do successful with your competitors because you know that they'll pick it up and take over your business. You hide your secrets. With real estate, it's so apparent that we count on each other to sell each other's properties. I don't always have a listing for the buyers I'm working with, so I count on other people to share commissions with me when I have a buyer for a house that they have listed, and just the opposite's true. What's really, really, really significant to me is that when people start understanding that education brings about principles that will create standards for your practice, and those standards create relationships that are consistent, and those consistent relationships bring you more referrals and more people on and on and on. And it's that understanding of what a business truly is and how to continue to push that business forward that makes the difference in all real estate agents and specifically with those that are in CRS.
Well, so you said, and you've said this many times, and I think it's really something we should drill down on. What are, you know, the difference between a real estate salesperson, a practitioner, which all of us truly are, but then as a real estate practitioner who also has a real estate business. Those two things are not the same. I mean, somebody that knows how to sell houses, but someone who actually knows how to sell houses and also has a successful ongoing real estate practice, those two things really couldn't be any more, different as far as the mindset. So what's the typical mindset of a CRS agent, of someone who's, a successful real estate practitioner? And, as I'm asking you these questions, Dale, I know that some of our listeners, I mean, we have 50,000 listeners, I know some of them are kind of like hazing over in their minds because they're talking about education. Oh, this CRS, he's trying to sell us a designation. And that's not really what we're talking about because we're not trying to sell you anything. What we're trying to open your minds up to is the fact that, frankly, and this should be something that all of you guys don't struggle with accepting, is the more you learn, the more you earn. And sometimes when you're feeling a lack of confidence, which manifests itself as a lack of motivation, it's because you in your heart don't want to be caught in a situation where you don't know what to say or you don't know how to say it, or maybe you just feel like a fraud because you know you don't know what you should know. So the question you have to ask yourself is the lack of your own education in this particular, which is your industry, is that what's actually holding you back in more ways than you can imagine? Because on a subconscious level, it's suppressing your ability to help others and your willingness to help others, and thus it's suppressing your ability and your willingness to earn money for yourself. So you guys got to really drill down when you're hearing these, when you're listening to Dale, when you're listening to Julie and I, and if you find yourself resisting anything, you got to say, okay, why am I resisting that? What is it that I'm hearing that I, for some reason, decided isn't relevant to me? Chances are that is the very thing that you should be drilling down on. That is the very thing that is standing in the way of you moving your business forward. So, Dale, it is about education, but it's about a willingness to actually accept the fact, like you did way back when, that you don't know it all and that there is so much more to learn. And you know what? That's the miracle of this business, isn't it? I mean, look how much has changed just in the past 24 months. It's incredible.
It is an exciting business. And going back to exactly what you said, that mindset, and I can break it down into what I think is one sentence. It may end up being an extended, fragmented sentence. But I believe the truly different in the mindset of just the average real estate agent and the CRS and the successful agent is the successful agent understands that they don't have a job, they run a business. Mm-hmm. And successful people, they do the things that all the non-successful people don't want to do. And it's not because they want to do them. It's really because they care so much about their business and the future of their business and having a plan to move forward that they will do the things that they don't even want to do. There's people that are very natural at sales. I meet people all the time and I think, boy, they would make a great real estate agent. They're so good at sales. And many people can carry themselves for many years on just being a good salesperson, knowing how to say things and say things at the right time in the right way. But having a successful real estate business is more about knowing how to take a business and provide all of the aspects of that business for all of your clients in such a way that the services rendered are a success in every avenue heading out. And heading out, I mean into the future, so that your plan is not that I got to get up and go to work in the morning. It's I get to get up and go manage my business in the morning.
Well, I mean, so two things I love that you just said, and all of our listeners are going to say, I know what Tim's about to say. The key to long-term success is doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level, which I love the fact that you said that. And guys, we did not practice that prior to the call, so that was for me.
We didn't. You're right.
No, we didn't. But that is true, right? I mean, that's such a funny, simple point, but oh my gosh, is it so true. And I was watching a really funny Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee video today with Jerry Seinfeld. And if you guys aren't watching those on YouTube, they're unbelievably funny. So in any event, Jerry talks often about his own path to becoming, I don't know if listeners know this, but Jerry Seinfeld's worth basically $1 billion, that's with a B, right? So he talks sometimes just kind of passively about what it took for him to be successful. And he says things like, happiness is not something that happens continuously. It happens in little spurts here and there. That he said he has never once woken up or it felt like going on stage and doing a comedy routine. He said that he has never once walked on stage in a good mood, but he still performed. You know, in essence, he is saying what we just said, doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level is the absolute key. And really where this comes, what this really comes down to is when you do drill down on, if you guys were to choose the practitioners in your marketplace that you really admire, you know, the people that you say, wow, they've got it going on, what makes them different than you? You know, Dale, I love what he said too. A lot of us come to the real estate business and we have a lot of natural talents. We're, say, at some form or another, we're natural salespeople. But how long does it take for you to reach the summit of your natural talent and then you start running into, you know, issues? I mean, I hate talking about our Julie and I, but a mutual friend of ours, Dale, Howard Britton, you know, Julie and I sold 100 houses our first year, and Howard asked us to be Howard stars, you know, Howard Britton stars. And when that happened, I realized how much we didn't know. And this was after we'd sold 100 houses our first year, and, you know, between 100 and 200 every year after that for about a decade. So Howard opened the door for us in education. Howard was closely involved with CRS for a long time too, right?
Absolutely. Howard actually was a big part of our annual conference celebration. He was our MC for that conference and a big part of the platform, and he brought his stars in many times to help in doing many things, and many of those stars are members of CRS and are still involved in celebration. We absolutely loved Howard, and you said something that was very relevant there. With Howard, he brought out to you the knowledge that you needed more. And sometimes we forget we need more. And it's those specific relationships, and it takes me back to one of the first questions you asked me was how I got involved. And I said it was because of Tina Daniel. It was a relationship. And that, like that relationship with Howard Britton for you and the relationship with Tina Daniel with me, CRS, for me, created those relationships so that I know when I do need help, when I get to that point of arrogance, as we might use that word again, And I think, you know, I've got this. But I can pick up the phone and call somebody that I also know is very successful but yet knowledgeable that can make me think, what is it that I don't know that I need to do better?
And, you know, you don't know those things. I mean, you're in Arkansas. Julie and I are from Ohio. And God bless people from Ohio and God bless people in Arkansas. But let's be honest, if the world ever came to an end, you'd want to be in one of those two states because we'd have at least another 12 to 24 months left. If you know what I mean, and we're kind of behind the times. And if you're like getting out and you're meeting agents in other markets, other agents that are doing exceedingly well, some of the things that you see agents doing in small markets, like Austin, for example, it's not a small market, but when you look at some of these the small independent brokerages in Austin, they're so creative. Some of the ideas I'm seeing coming out of Seattle. You know, brilliant things that agents are doing with technology. But really, I think, and, you know, this is the heart of basically the whole education thing. What we're seeing is there's a leveling of the playing field, guys, when it comes to technology. Everyone has websites. Everyone has everything, basically. Somebody can jump right into the business now, and with not very much money, less than $1,000, they can look online essentially like the market's top producer. They can, you know, have a nice WordPress site. They can have beautiful pictures taken. They can have an elegant portrayal of their success, even if they haven't sold a single house. And in every way, there's a democratization of all this branding and whatnot. I mean, back in Howard's days, only the richest of the rich agents could really afford to do all the high-end stuff. But now it's ubiquitous. Everybody can make themselves look, you know, successful. But really what makes the difference it is the marketing to some extent, but really it's what goes on between your ears. It's your ability to service that customer. It's the ability to know what questions to ask when the questions arise. It's the willingness to, you know, really see between the customer's questions and realize what they aren't seeing that you could see to help them make the right decision. And that's truly what makes somebody a top producer. That's truly what makes somebody spectacular. And it's difficult from the outside if you're, like you said, Dale, if you're, you know, looking at life with blinders on, if you're not realizing how much more there is to learn, you don't realize what you don't know. So I'm curious, when you guys have, you're talking about folks with about CRS, and we have right now, obviously, most of the agents are still, you know, nearing 60 years old, but we're going to inevitably see a big generation gap of the generation Y starting to get into the business. That's inevitable. I bet you it starts happening in big numbers starting over the next 24 months. It just makes sense. How is CRS going to reach that younger group? What have you guys talked about that?
Absolutely. It's one of the key factors in our strategic plan as we start looking at the benefits that we're adding. We've been very fortunate because we carried a good reserve to get us through what was a difficult time in real estate, a changing market that many things happened very quickly that caught people off guard. Some people were ready. Fortunately, at CRS, we were very prepared for a slow time. We were able to spend in a deficit scenario for a number of years to continue to provide benefits to our members. But for the future, what we are trying to recognize, and we do this in a number of ways, specifically one of the ways is by listening to those people that are in our ear and saying, this is what we want and need. We are looking at how we can be relevant, not just in the areas where everybody expects us to be, such as technology and having what we do now, a smartphone app where you can connect with all the members and those simple things, but also in the valuation of what education is needed across the board. Probably the single most exciting thing that I've seen over the last few years, we did a job task analysis of the real estate business at CRS. And so we sat down with industry professionals, very successful people, a number of them, and went through and outlined all of the major domains that are involved in running a real estate business. And then we looked at the tasks that were necessary to complete those domains and the skills that you would have to complete those tasks, and broke down the entire business of real estate, but just a full job task analysis. Then we took that back and we surveyed thousands of members to make sure we weren't missing anything. And we're in the process now of laying out what is a life cycle of a real estate agent from beginning to end. By laying that out, we can now insert where our education is now. We have some of the best education that's out there, and we're respected for that as having great education, but we can also now see where our holes are. And specifically, those holes are is helping those people that are becoming in, as you mentioned, the Y generation, and saying, hey, what we want to do is help you. Not only help you with education, but help you understand what makes a successful real estate agent and create relationships with them, with those people that have been successful, so that they have a family of people that they can count on and rely upon. And I think we're doing an exciting job of starting to understand our need in the real estate market and providing that education and information to what the future holds for both our older members that have been members forever with CRS, but those new members, whether they be Y generation or X generation or those that are coming in the future.
That's interesting. I'm curious, how will you guys be reaching out to the new generation, the Generation Y?
Great question. This year, we are actually in the process of implementing. Currently, we have a member affiliation model that we use chapters. We have over 50 chapters in CRS and in the U.S. and even internationally, and those chapters help give local social networking, local education, local relationships to help people understand, again, what they need to know and those things that they might not know. We are in the process over the next year of implementing a new model, which will also allow us to drill down even further into local networking groups, to a more robust online community, a facelift to our entire online presence, not just so you can access our information, but more about connecting each other and involving each other into the education, the information, and the relationships that are necessary to be successful.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, there's a million-ish realtors out there, but the reality of it is the ones that are actually moving the needle, there's probably less than 300,000, and connecting with like-minded individuals, that's what the blessing of being involved with Star Power was in its day, you know. Or really, our coaching organization, we provide the same thing, and CRS obviously provides the same thing. It's so critical, becoming closely aligned with other people that share your mindset, because for the most part, most people in real estate aren't that particularly ambitious, and I'm not being critical, I'm just being factual. Look how many houses the average agent sells. So to share the same air with folks that are, you know, basically wanting to go the same place as you are, maybe a further up the ladder than you are, and they'll be more than happy to lend you a hand, that makes all the difference. It's more significant than anything. And you're right, Dale. I mean, real estate is an anomaly in that we do seem to have this sort of communal mindset about sharing information, about helping each other, and it probably is rooted back to the fact that we have a cooperative commission structure. So Dale, are there any questions I should have asked you, anything that you would like to have said to our listeners and obviously to your listeners as well, to your members as well?
You know, let me give you an example of because you just said something that really put off the little ding-ding-ding in my head that said, hey, do we really understand what we're saying and what we're doing out there? It's the relationship factor is so relevant, not only in the way we reach our clients and we help our clients in both servicing them and with third-party people that are involved and who we know for lending and inspectors and title companies and contractors and repair persons. And all of those things are about relationships, and our business revolves around this relationship world. And so does CRS as a designation. It revolves around what is a family and relationship of things. And you mentioned Howard Brenton, so that's what brought it all back to me. About a decade ago was when I went to my first Celebration. Celebration is the annual CRS conference. It's coming up February 16th and 17th in Las Vegas this year. And what was significant to me on the first one, I'm going to admit something that's out there in the air for everybody to repeat and make fun of me about, but when I went into the first Celebration conference, I sat on the back row in the far corner for two reasons. One, the refreshments were back there, and secondly, there was an exit, and it was being held in Hawaii. And I knew that if it was not good, I was going to have some refreshments, give it a second chance, and then I was on the beach. I didn't leave for 2 days. I never saw the beach. I never left a conference setting, and it was largely in part of an introduction by Howard and then the resulting relationships that occurred. And here's what he did. Howard gets up, and he has this way. For those that don't know him, you missed meeting a truly dedicated person to our profession, and I hope you get to see his video or see him in some way, listen to him, because he did so much for us. But he got up, and he did his rah-rah. And if you, those of us that know what his rah-rah is. He gets you up yelling, screaming, clapping, whatever it is, and then he said something. He said, I want to introduce you to somebody. He said, this person sold $180 million in real estate over the last 12 months. And I'm going to introduce you to them. They're going to come up here, and for the next 15 minutes, they're going to tell you how they were successful. Well, that caught my attention really quick. So this person's going to tell me how they were successful. And they did. For 15 minutes, they gave away their best stuff. And then he introduced another person. For 15 minutes, they did the same thing. And for the next hour and 45 minutes, it was broken down into 15-minute segments of real estate professionals, CRS members specifically, who had been extremely successful and were willing to share how they were successful. And then they broke us into groups. And again, this was my first experience in a Celebration, so I was very new. And they broke us into groups and had panels of 3 to 5 people that you could get even more in-depth into the information. And along the walls, as you walked from place to place, there was all this marketing material laid out that I later learned that people brought their marketing material to share with each other. And for 2 days, I took information away from everybody. I was not giving at all. I was there. I was just absorbing as fast as I could. I missed Hawaii in order to learn, because I was so enticed by the information that was given at the Celebration Conference. This created the first relationship. Sitting in those courses, in those panels, and sitting there listening to these people resulted in me wanting to know more and wanting to create more relationships, and it did something else. And I think this is, we're heading in that direction, and I wanted to make sure that it was said out loud. Is that I'm here to give back to CRS. I'm not here to sell CRS. As far as I'm not making money selling CRS. I'm the president of CRS for 2015 because I love what they did for me, and it's my turn to do something for them. And what I have found is the relationships and the family of people are so willing to give to each other, and that's what makes us such an amazing profession as real estate agents, is our willingness and our ability to do that if we just want to. But you don't have to do it first. You can take so that you can give back.
Well, you can. And, you know, it's funny, as Dale, you and I should agree to dedicate today's radio show to Howard Brenton. You know, we did lose a true star in our industry. And you guys who didn't ever hear Howard, who were never connected with Howard, you really did miss something, and I'm sorry for you for that. Fortunately, he lives on in a digital format in various places online. But, Dale, I hope you'll join me in dedicating today's radio show to Howard. And we all remember him and miss him dearly. And I know he was a big part of CRS, and he was a big part of all of our lives. So, Howard, we miss you. And listen, Dale, I really appreciate you being our guest today. I really appreciate you being my co-host. We love having you guys from CRS on because you're right in alignment with basic what needs to, frankly, be the message that you have is the message that needs to be broadcast to the industry. At the end of the day, it's about what you know, it's about who you know, and it's about what you can provide as far as the services to those folks. So, Dale Carlton, thank you very much for being my co-host today. And everyone else, Merry Christmas, and of course, we'll talk with you on the radio tomorrow. Thank you, Dale.
Thank you, Tim.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows, and until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.